Joy Tactics.
Oh my god.
Nate, dude. I'm nervous, man. It's just we don't get a lot of one-on-one time and you're so fucking cool.
Damn.
I'm a huge fan. I'm really like
Yeah, for sure, man.
So if I'm just treat me like weird, a human. Okay, right.
Just treat me, I'm just like easy. You.
Okay.
Treat I'm like just human. Like you, man. Yeah.
Okay. How big is it?
You're going up to an author at Barnes and Nobles for a signing.
Hey.
Yeah, Stephen King, how big it is.
Stephen, I noticed you're bulging.
I bet you he's got a fucking huge, he's got a big one. Stephen King.
What makes you say that?
I feel like I can tell.
Let me look at his ass. Because I can tell, from someone's chin. If I look at someone's chin, I can tell what their dick is like.
The chin?
How do you spell this shit?
Yeah, look at his chin, man. He's got a big dick chin.
You know what? I don't know.
Most definitely.
Yeah, you're right. Honestly, yeah. I look at his chin and I think he's got a big, mushable member.
A mushy one?
One that you can mush on.
Stretchy?
Yeah.
Oh, well, right off the bat, I'm just kind of out of breath from doing some push-ups. We did some push-ups. Did you do push-ups before this?
Honest to God, I just went and I stretched my arms up as high as I could and I looked at the sun and I kind of like prayed to the sun in my head. I was kind of like, God, please, I beg of the sun to just like give me energy right now. Please. Wow.
Do you do that ever? Pray to the sun?
No, I did. That was the first time I've done that. I literally was like so desperate. I just was like, please, there's so much energy and crazy spiritual solar system shit going on. I was like, just give me a little bit of that for an hour.
Something tells me that's going to work, which you just did.
Honestly,
I can feel it too. I noticed something happen and I was like, what is that?
There's
feeling the gift of gab, I guess.
That's what you need. The gift of gab, Petito.
So today, guys, do a traditional YouTube sort of. I feel like you're so good at doing like the tapping into a professional like voice of a guy.
There's different
hey
types.
Guys, today we're going to be talking about soda. Leave a
So, I mean, there's like cringe YouTube where it's like, hey guys, whatever. I'm really dropping the ball here, but whatever. We'll put it to the test.
You know what I love is when you go formal with it.
Hey everybody. As you all know, a large part of the society has been soda. Diet Coke is clearly having a moment right now, but I think throughout life, something that's largely overlooked is the impact of sodas on our culture throughout all of time. I mean, Jones Soda, Dr. Bronner's, that's soap, so I apologize, but Dr. Brown's.
It's just how seamlessly you can go from wildly informal to formal. It's just it's a true gift.
It's something I learned from Dragon Ball Z.
From who? Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Like going Super Saiyan without having to power up.
Gotcha.
Have you ever tried to go Goku SSJ3?
Oh, I remember like powering up like fucking crazy when I was watching that show. Hell yeah. I did the fucking fusion dance. If you didn't do the fusion dance with one of your homies.
Is that this one?
You haven't lived. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever hit the high with someone.
Yeah. I would be like fucking powering up like 24/7. Like we'd be out in the yard throwing fucking Kamehamehas at each other, having full fucking like role play. We'd throw like fucking Solid Snake in there too.
Throw
just
a snake?
Different universe. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Somebody play like R2-D2. Somebody be like Goku.
Damn.
Trunks.
R2-D2 mentioned.
Yeah, we had like that was what's up, man.
Those are the days, dude. Man.
Now you can't do that anymore. You got to go to a Renaissance fair to act like that.
Do you know at Renaissance fairs there's something called, there's like the hardcore, like the people who travel with the fair year round. And then there's something called weekenders.
The people who work at the festival?
Yeah.
And they're frowned upon because they're not as like...
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they're not as hardcore. They're not living in the woods like the rest of the sword swallowers.
Interesting.
I wonder.
I had the opportunity to work at a Renaissance fair.
Oh my fucking God.
While in Chicago, because there was a guy who worked at Second City who would do them like on when he wasn't doing music stuff. He was like a music director. Oh. And he was like, do you know what part of the Renaissance fair you'd be so good at is there's a guy who's like puts their head through a wooden thing and you just talk shit at people while they throw tomatoes at you and you kind of make fun of them.
Oh, dude, that's like the star of the fair. That's like the biggest role. Are you kidding me? What a compliment.
I guess so, yeah. And I was like, man, that would be fun, but it would be humiliating.
Yo, what about the Renaissance Festival that's all about Hennessy?
Okay, so it has nothing to do with a different time period at all. It's just going out into a field and sipping Hennessy.
But this is the same, like, you could pay someone $1 to, like, roast you.
Okay. You could, like... Is there, like, a dress code or anything?
Yeah. It's the same chainmail. It's the same thing.
There's just no water. No water, yeah. Just Hennessy.
No butterbeer, no mead, no drumsticks.
I like that.
Just Hennessy and like, yeah, maybe pizza.
Hennessy was like the only thing I drank for like probably 6 months in the bar. Whoa. For real.
Whoa, Nate. Were you, I hate to say pimping, but were you doing well at the time?
You know what? I was actually, no, I would say maybe not. No.
Was this Chicago?
But I don't think it was related to the Hennessy. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
It wasn't induced by the Hennessy. Yes, it was in Chicago.
Was this post or pre weight loss?
Maybe like, yeah, like during.
Wow.
In the middle of it. Maybe that's what made me lose the weight. Maybe that's the secret sauce, man.
Hennessy
diet.
Yeah.
Hennessy and Camel Crushes. Try it out, dude.
Were you always biking? I wonder if that had like something to do.
No. That is the real answer. Is I just started biking to work. So I would bike like an hour a day. And before that, I was like never exercised ever and never like watched my diet.
Yeah.
Not even close.
I remember you gave me a hot tip. I was still like walking to work at the diner and I bumped into you biking. You were like, dude, you got to get a fucking bike. What are you doing? And then the advice you gave me was like, take up the fucking road. Hog the fucking road.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
do not
yeah.
Get close to those damn ass car doors.
Yep. Because some people want to stay in the bike lane and they're a little bit too literal with it, but like you need to own the road. That's my advice for all the bikers out there. Don't be afraid to get in front of a car. I know you're gonna cause the traffic to kind of like pile up a little bit, but what's is that worth your life?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're dead. Man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like just get in the middle of the fucking highway, you know, if you're on the Dan Ryan, get in the middle of that fucking shit.
What's the Dan?
So we're talking
the expressway.
I don't know. That's a highway in Chicago. But today we're talking about soda, man. Sodas. Oh, okay. I want to know this, Jack. What is your favorite soda of all time? Is it Mountain Dew? Is it Pepsi?
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.